and we'd like to welcome to Art on the Air Spotlight. It's from the Memorial Opera House with our new upcoming production, Matilda the Musical, and we have the director and choreographer, Mike Glorioso and Andy Glorioso, and they're going to tell us about the show opening February 11th, running through the 27th. Both of you, welcome to Art on the Air Spotlight.
Yeah, huge welcome. Hello.
Yes, thank you for having both thank of you. Us. We're excited to be here and talk a little bit about the show.
Well, tell us a little bit about it. I know from just doing the background material, and you know, I'm not having musical theater background, I'm not familiar with this musical, although I decided in preparation I did download the album to listen to it. But I guess this is based on a character in Britain. Tell us a little bit about that and the development of it, first of all, and we'll go with you, Mike.
Well, it is based on Matilda of the same title by Roald Dahl, the guy who did James the Giant Peach, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, BFG, Witches, those books. And it basically tells a story of this brilliant young girl who gets born basically into this wrong family. And she's very, very smart, and her parents and brother are very, very dumb, and they don't really want her. So she goes to school, and she, through like her own imagination and other things like that, she kind of creates this whole new world, and that she doesn't realize that it's actually the story of her teacher that she ends up really bonding with throughout the whole process of the show. And it's basically kind of about, you know, those people who you know, those kids that are very unique and individuals. They kind of excel in their own way and find their own tribe. And that's what she does throughout the show. She kind of finds her tribe of students that she relates with at the school. She finds her teacher who she really bonds with. And
how could you not with a teacher named Miss Honey? I mean,
yeah,
really.
Yeah. So it's a touching story. The music was, we did a little bit of research before we did it too. And apparently it was developed from the Shakespeare,
Royal Shakespeare Company, yeah.
Royal Shakespeare Company developed the show originally as like a way to kind of figure out how they can make more money and get more name recognition out there as well. And it's kind of brilliant to see the show kind of translate into that. It's very British at times, so I will say that as well. But it's a wonderful show, great music, very fast music, which creates a lot of interesting things to do as well.
One thing I read about the development, just background, is that they made sure they had the entire script book done for the show first, because they were talking about that because of the nature of the character, Matilda, she wasn't going to sing. And they said, well, you have to have your protagonist sing. And so that was a whole discussion early on in that. So in approaching the show, you know, since it's kind of new and different, and is this like the Northwest Indiana premiere also? But tell us a little bit about how you approach it as a director, and then we'll move on to choreography.
It has been done a lot. I will say that the high school recently did it. I know that Wagon Wheel has done it. It's been done in the area several times, but it's something that, you know, each director, each production is a bit different. We're breaking from the British tradition of having everyone having English accents. Only a few characters have English accents. Some people have German accents. Some people have like a Southern twang. So it's kind of like we're creating this image of this could be anywhere in the world.
Yeah,
it's just kind of its own little area, make-believe land of wherever it's located. But keeping some of those British things in there as well. But it's kind of, as we developed the show, it was definitely seeing that and trying to figure out how to also relate the book piece of it along with everything else, because books are incorporated and letters and numbers and everything is incorporated into the entire set, and also some of the numbers that are throughout the show as well.
So Andy, tell us a little bit about how you approach this for a choreography for a show, and a little bit about the cast.
Oh, the cast is great. We've got 11 children in the cast, and they are amazing. I have not gone easy with them with the choreography, so but they're taking to it and it's great.
What is their age range?
I think our youngest is
six, I believe. Six or seven?
Seven maybe. And then our oldest child anyway, I think is 13. We do have some high school age children in the cast as well, but they're playing more of the adult roles. I listened to the cast recording, and I draw inspirations from other musicals, chorus line. There's some Easter eggs in there. There's also a big, huge Latin dance number in there. So lots of different types of styles of dance. It's going to be a fun show.
And how's rehearsals been going? Because you're coming up on your opening pretty soon. So you're in what I call almost production week pretty soon. That's the week or so before that, before you get into tech week. So how are they going?
Doing good. We're running and the best we can. You know, obviously we're keeping everyone safe too. We're still in the midst of a pandemic. So we're keeping everyone safe, social distance, hand sanitizer, washing the hands, especially masks. With masks. With the kids, definitely, it's like making sure it's like, okay, did you wash your hands? Did you hand sanitize? Keep the mask above your nose. I know it's difficult. You're dancing and singing, but we have to make sure to keep everyone safe. So, and they've been doing really great with it, and no real man's happening throughout the process.
Well, we just got maybe about a minute or so left. Tell us maybe some of the obstacles you had, and then let's also hit like the show dates, location, tickets, and information like that.
Oh, of course. Not many major obstacles throughout this. Obviously, you know, again, we're living in a new normal with COVID. So those obstacles that are on everybody, and then also, you know, it is the winter, so we are running into, you know, the snow being on the ground and other things like that that kind of affect rehearsals sometimes more than they need to. But they've been going good, and we're ready to open. Like we open on February 11th. We run to the 27th. People can get their tickets right now, and they are going very fast. I went on there the other day, and Sundays are almost completely sold out. So you can go to memorialoperahouse.com to get your ticket information, and it should be right on the scroll, just clicking on Matilda, and then you'll have all the dates. Adults are $23. Seniors, students, and military are $21. And then we are also paperless, so that means once you push that, it goes right to your email. And then when you come in for the date of your show, you just tell them your first and last name, and they got your ticket right there.
Well, we'd like to thank you for being an Art in the Air Spotlight, Matilda the Musical, Memorial Opera House, February 11th through the 27th, and you can find information at memorialoperahouse.com. That was Mike Glorioso, Andy Glorioso, the director and choreographer for that show. Thank you so much for being on Art in the Air Spotlight.
Thank you
for having us.